Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July the 14th, 199th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt.
I'm more than Humboldt.
You're Humboldt. You are. No, you're not. Yeah, you are. I guess you're kind of like the regional guy, aren't you?
Yes.
By default, but also by action. That's kind of cool. Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian, and happy Bastille Day.
Oh, boy, he did his research, I guess. Now I'm going to have to top that with a quote.
It's not hard to remember. Today's my kid's birthday.
Oh. All right, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right.
Self-trust is the first secret of success.
I like that.
Okay. Bastille Day. Well, hopefully there'll be no storm clouds popping up today.
No one's storming City Hall.
Or... Yeah. It hasn't proven to be the most effective way of persuasion. Oh, boy. So, in keeping with the concept here of persuasion, what are you hearing this year about visitors? Are they coming for the same reasons that they've always come? Is it a little bit different this year? They're around.
Sure.
But
in droves.
In droves, in groves. is it the same reason that they keep coming back, or is it a little bit different this time around?
Both. The perennial message is always that they want to see the redwoods. That's the bucket list. And you know, obviously that's the one thing we have that no one else in the world has. So that's why people come here. Primarily.
But you drive Avenue of the Giants and be gone and accomplish that. But I don't sense that that's what people are particularly inclined to do.
No. And that answers the second part of your question, which is that we're seeing today's traveler are really looking for a deeper experience. And it's not in the past, you know, people wanted bragging rights about their vacation.
I climbed Everest.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
They seem to be really wanting to get to know the real you, the authentic Eureka, for instance.
That's a task, isn't it?
Well, it is, because we're not used to, you know, showing ourselves off in a real way, because we want to package tourism. We want to, you know, have an e-ticket experience.
So this is getting more like what Pabsteins do, take a left-hand turn and let's see what's around the corner?
Yes.
And see what we stumble on?
Yes, but
that's interesting.
But our job in tourism industry is to somehow manage that process, to grease it along a little.
Turn left, turn right, turn left again, turn right again.
Yeah.
Spend a day turning.
It's intentional serendipity, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, because that puts a whole different spin. I mean, for me, it's a lot more comfortable because it's, well, we've done, but it's seems to be a little atypical over what has been attempted over the past years.
Right, but you know, it obviously there's trends out there, and if you look in a lot of other markets, the whole growth of culinary tourism, where people want to go and they want to pick the produce and then go and have a chef cook it for them or show them how to cook it, then sit down and eat it with at a long table with a bunch of strangers, and this is called holiday, you know.
Yeah, kumbaya. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, this concept of taking a left-hand turn and discovering something else authentic, it would be interesting, a really intriguing, interesting exercise that if we asked locals, pick a town, doesn't matter. What is the authentic for your town?
Mm-hmm.
What they would come up with. I mean, just regular guy or even the edumacated ones. If we're in McKinleyville, okay, and somebody says, where do I find the authentic McKinleyville experience? Or Arcata or Trinidad or you'd come up with such a variety of different definitions.
You would. And that's again, is one of the challenges. Generally, we figure if we have it in a brochure, it's probably wrong.
Dated or incorrect?
No, I'm kind of just joking because, you know, we do have a lot of perennial, you know, things that are just cool. You know, the Samoa Cookhouse is always cool, especially the first time you go there.
Right. But the local, if you said dining experiences in, well, I guess if you said Fairhaven, there's not a lot of choice, or Samoa. But if you said around Humble Bay, would you, as Tony, say that's a got to go to? I wouldn't even think of it.
If I was talking to an out-of-towner, I'd say it's a got to go.
I mean, whether it's a buddy, it's a friend, it's a classmate, it's somebody you don't know and will probably never see again. Would you mention that as one of the culinary experiences in our area?
Well, yes, I would.
You would? Yes. Okay. You're a little hardwired differently. I'd be thinking seafood places.
Right, right.
Okay, well, there's not a lot of sea. I mean, there's a lot of food to see, but not a lot of seafood proper. So right. I'd be thinking a whole different, or maybe some of those that focus, like you were saying, on local stuff. Now, if you said tourist destination around Humble Bay, yeah, I got it as a tourist destination, but not as a culinary experience.
Well, it's all different faces of what, you know, we in the industry call concierge service. That is a personal touch with somebody who's going to share their own experience and their own favorites with the visitor. And that gets back to what we're saying, what the visitor's looking for. They want a personal recommendation, not necessarily what Arthur Frommer is saying in his guidebook. They want to know what Brian Pabstein, who lives there, is saying.
I would be more inclined to say Fresh Freeze than I would Samoa Cookhouse. No, I know they're owned by the same guys. Back off. But that to me is more of the community than the cookhouse is because of my own prejudices, well, I guess.
But you're having a conversation with a visitor now.
Oh, sure.
And you're engaging with him or her. And
you think I don't talk to people?
Oh, I bet you do. I bet they can't shut you up.
That, yeah, that's one of the common comments from the family, too. Oh, God, he's over there talking to somebody again. So people having opinions and sharing opinions doesn't run counter to some of the outside marketing that you do or that the lodging
association
does.
No, it's wonderful. It's what we want everyone to do. I mean, I've been kind of on this this stump lately to try and get the message out there that, you know, if we are a tourism destination and it is actually a cornerstone of our economy now. It's over $350 million a year, folks. And it sort of behooves all of us to sort of look at it as something that's really important and that we're all part of. We can all participate in, not just the folks who work in hotels or restaurants or whatever, but, you know, the man in the street.
I'd say you're just being friendly.
Yes, and we have that. And people comment on, just, gosh, they're, you know, they're friendly.
I don't look down at my feet when I walk. I'm kind of like looking at people's eyes and saying hi. And
I know. And you say good morning to them, and sometimes they do a double take.
It's really interesting to see people's reactions, and some I don't think know how to handle it. You know, I don't know if that's from different communities or different cultures, but it's interesting. And then when we go out of the area and we're walking, hi, how you doing?
And you get looks like you're a Martian.
And they lock up. It's like they don't have their cue cards.
Yeah. Well, you know, as someone who I have to admit, I was not born and raised in Humboldt County. I've only lived here for about 20 years.
You're getting there.
But when I first came here, I was not trained to, you know, engage with people on the street, and it took me a while. With people, and people did say good morning to me, and I thought, what do they want?
Yeah, look for the gun. Maybe that's part of how people describe our area as being friendly, is that we just aren't automatons walking.
Sure.
That's what they mean.
And I think everyone has their own favorite thing that around Humboldt County they're passionate about, you know, whether it's a place they like to eat or, you know, a place on a river they like to go to. So I would just, encourage everyone to share that. You know, true enthusiasm and passion will come through. It doesn't matter if you're
unless it's a little secluded beach. You don't want hordes there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, but you think about it, yeah, I think we probably, you know, what's the one, if you got, a sec, what's the one thing, what's the one got-to-do thing?
The one got-to-do thing?
And find out what somebody's opinion is. I mean, that would be kind of fun just to, when you're out of town doing something.
Yeah.
Or ask somebody, what's the one got-to-do thing here?
One got, or top three, you know.
See what they come up with.
If all marketing these days seems to be devolving to lists.
Just oh, really?
Top three, top ten. I mean, go online anytime. You're going to get bombarded with all these little list links and
I mean, it's funny, you know, being a little bit more sensitive to it now, how redundant so many of those things are and how incomplete so many of those things are. Or just flat out wrong.
Well, the wrong part, I can't help.
Not egregious wrong, no. But just really? No, that's not right.
Well, it's a challenge and a problem that we in marketing have been struggling with. And like we're working on our website right now, redwoods.info, and we were so proud of that website for so long. It's got so much information on it. It's so deep, thousands of records. It's too much. How do we curate that so people can actually just get what they need out of it?
It starts with an axe, bud. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. The concept of sharing, I think that's kind of what we're talking about, sharing experiences, sharing a piece of you, sharing the light, sharing. Is it something that we need to worry about training people or educating folks about? I mean, if somebody's asking my opinion, okay, it's going to be incomplete information that I'm basing my decisions on anyway. It doesn't matter what the definition is or the topic. Should we care? Just say, hey, be nice.
Right. Yeah. Well, presumably we all learned to share in kindergarten, right? Wasn't that one of the...
Well, if you were allowed to stay inside the sandbox, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some of us did time outside of the sandbox.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the fine line of sharing is that if someone asks you, or is it your own idea to share? And sometimes you have to be sensitive about what people are.
Yeah, you don't want to push yourself on somebody.
But again, if someone is looking for that guiding hand, some authentic, local, personal perspective, there's no better way to really get a great visitor experience than giving that to them when they ask for it.
So let me role play with you a little bit. If we're in Arcata, okay, downtown shopping retail area.
Okay, we're plazoids.
Right. Well, plus or minus two or three blocks.
All right.
Okay, so a little bit broader. What's the one store somebody has to go to?
Oh, well, Tin Can Mailman for me.
Okay. If you're in Old Town Eureka, what's the one store you got to go to?
Well, it's a toss-up between Eureka Books and Booklegger.
Okay. We got a theme going.
We got a theme going.
Now we're going to hit you with Fortuna. What's the one store in Fortuna you got to go to?
Oh, I forget the name of it, but there is a wonderful store, which is a liquor store, actually. They have a fantastic selection of all fine beverages.
Okay. It's intriguing what folks look for. Trinidad would be a little bit more challenging because there's not a wide variety, you know, or any of the smaller hamlets, would be Now let me play in Ukiah. What's the one store you got to go to?
Ukiah.
Yeah.
I don't know Ukiah that well.
Okay.
I go to attractions there, the Sun House, like.
Okay.
That's a museum experience.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us, we're hesitant to share that. I mean, you didn't have any problem. Congratulations. But I think a lot of folks, you know, if they said, what's your favorite restaurant? Okay, boom. Favorite retail store? Whoops. Wait a minute. It's attacking from the wrong side of the brain here. Sure. I got to think about this for a while.
Or favorite hike or favorite beach.
Okay, now if you're going to answer my questions before I ask them. Same thing. You know, things that you may not be 100% comfortable with, if you still know, it's okay to share. And that's what I was getting to. You know, for me, you know, what's your favorite lighthouse? Uh-oh.
Huh?
Because now there's too many of them. Okay, so I got to probe a little bit deeper. And find out, well, when you say favorite, what do you mean?
Okay.
Traditional, open, historical, location, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think a lot of folks are just hesitant to share because they don't feel like they might have the right answer.
Sure. And the truth is there's no wrong answer.
Right. Or it goes counter to some of the marketing materials that they're aware of. Maybe they've talked, you know, redwood trees. You know, what's the greatest thing that you do during the summer? Well, if they don't answer redwood trees to somebody who's got a plate from Washington, are they giving the wrong answer?
No.
Probably not.
No. You know why?
But you have to check it off in your head.
Because they're already here.
Yeah. 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 Realize they've probably already done the top one or two. Yeah. So it's just it's kind of an intriguing concept to go through that stuff. How valuable are the pamphlets, because there's a huge plethora, even of the maps. You know, I think I'm up to about 13 right now that are in Humboldt County, talk about Humboldt County, of the maps that you can fold and,
sure,
you know, stick in a jacket or stick in a pocket. All of them saying different things. Is that a valid or valuable way for people to hit the top level of the gotta-dos? Or is that more, if you don't want to buy a Rand McNally, a way to see the major drives and then still augment that?
Yeah, and believe me, we struggle with this issue all the time because, you know, we thought we'd be at the paperless office by now and that everyone would be getting everything on their smartphones.
Some of the old curmudgeons probably were digging their heels and said, I don't think so.
They were. And they were right. Because the fact is, even the most technologically savvy and engaged person apparently still likes to have something they can fold and put in their pocket.
Doodle on, tactile, something, yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know, they could, you know, he can read it while she's driving or whatever. And from the other side, from the promotional side, we do find it a convenient way to organize things that we can use to maybe reach different niche markets.
Thematic.
If you're a hiker, well, here's 10 hikes in one little easy place. And yeah, there's crossover because we'll take that and we'll make a little, you know, smartphone app out of it as well. But it's a lot of these things start life as paper.
Well, and it could be a hike, but also be historical sites and views and beach. You know, the crossover blend. That's, I think, one thing a lot of folks don't comprehend is that, you know, the silo is solid.
Right.
And
digital media is actually much better at creating a silo. When you start trying to put layers of information on paper, it gets really confusing really fast.
And super tiny.
Yeah.
I don't like that tiny print anymore. 12-point or bigger, that's my theme.
But sure, for instance, at the Bureau now, we print two things right now, and we've sort of gotten away from a lot of other things. But we do our annual visitor guide, we print a quarter million of those, which has got a bit of everything in it. And then we also have a padded map product with the 25 best things. Because we found that a lot of people didn't want to take the big, heavy brochure.
So just too much.
Even though it's not that big, heavy compared to a lot of tourism books you see out there. But, you know, but people feel good. Okay, one piece of paper, I can take that. And so we make sure they hit the topics. But we do talk all the time about, okay, where's our culinary trail map? Where is our antiquing map? Where's our arts and culture map? You know,
some of the niches.
Yeah.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:47. We're back. Final segment with Tony Smithers from the Visitors and Convention Bureau. What's new? I know that's kind of a hackneyed phrase, but what's new? Is there anything this summer that's coming up that we should be getting excited about?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. City of Eureka's got some great stuff going on. First of all, the continued evolution of the zoo, Sequoia Park Zoo. Most people know that earlier this year they opened up the otter exhibit with the tunnel you can crawl through, or the kids do at least.
Yeah, some of us might get stuck.
I might have.
Thank you.
It.
Yeah.
They're continuing to develop that, and I believe the eagles are online or ready to be online soon, and with eventual plans to continue to build that sky trail through the tops of the redwoods. That'll be really, really interesting.
Now, is that going to be comparable to what the Thompsons have at Trees of Mystery, or
no,
different
not,
experience?
It's not a funicular ride. It'll be a elevated walkway.
Oh, okay.
So, but it'll certainly give that perspective of being way up in a frickin' tree.
Yeah. Vertigo, all those good things, yeah.
Yeah. And they've done such a fantastic job there, the city and the zoo board and staff. They just continue to knock it out of the park. Also, coming up this summer, a lot of people are aware that the new Lost Coast Brewery is now in operation at the south end of town. And hopefully by the end of the summer, they will have got their public facilities up and running with tours and a gift shop and tastings all going on there at the brewery. That's exciting. If you look at some other places like Sierra Nevada Brewery and Chico and elsewhere, they draw a lot of people to those facilities. I mean, a lot. So we're hoping that's going to really, again, help put Eureka on the map and be a really nice, welcome gateway to the south end of town.
Hopefully she'll be able to get some signage, too.
We'll have you stand out there with a
banner. Yeah, go to sandwich board. Yeah. 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 I will then have achieved my life's goal.
But elsewise, you know, it's this summer, it's the perennials. The redwoods are a little bigger than last year, and they're still on a lot of people's bucket lists. We're getting more international visitors coming.
Same countries?
For the most part, but we're starting to see some interesting growth, especially in the Pacific Rim. So Japan is really coming on strong. They're hugely interested in the redwoods.
Well, that would be a normal progression. I mean, Seattle and Vancouver and Alaska, I mean, they fly in all the time. So
sure. We're starting to get some interest from South Korea, which is interesting. And apparently that's one of the biggest markets overseas for Lost Coast Brewery. So it works right out.
There's a synergy there. We just don't need to play with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.